Rural electric cooperatives are making a case for a bill to allow the RECs and rural telecommunications providers to refinance loans they've received from the Rural Utility Service at current market rates without penalty. Jim Matheson is CEO of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. He says there is a provision within the RUS that charges a prepayment penalty if a co-op refinances its loan. Matheson says co-ops are facing some significant financial headwinds because of COVID-19.
We can't go back to shareholders on Wall Street. We just go to the consumers we serve, and every decision, every impact we face as an electric co-op falls squarely on behalf of the ratepayers who are the owners of the co-op.
Randy Houck is CEO of Arendri Electric Cooperative in Minot. He says his co-op has about $60 million in debt with the Rural Utility Service. Arendri also serves a portion of the city of Minot, especially the Dakota Square Mall, as well as some restaurants and motels.
Hotels, we serve 16 of them. They're at 10 to 20% occupancy. Last year, they were at 60 to 70%. Empty rooms and hotels don't use power. Restaurants, ditto. We serve about 30 of those. They were closed for a while. Now they're at a reduced capacity. You know, empty restaurants don't use much power.
Houck says if passed, the measure would result in about $1 million worth of savings to the co-op members. He says that money could be used to replace some aging power lines and other infrastructure.
It's about 2,100 of our 4,600 miles of line that's getting towards the end of its life expectancy. Without load growth, you can't replace that. So if we can reduce our debt service payment and use that debt service payment for future infrastructure investments, hey, we can probably do that without having our members pony up and pay more in their rates.
North Dakota Senator John Hoeven is a sponsor of that bill. Matheson says the hope is the bill will be rolled into the next coronavirus relief package, which is now pending in Congress. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.